In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Caskey's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com now.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. Just a couple of minutes introduction to the Bible Views radio show. You can hear it in the KLTV listening audience every Sunday afternoon from 2 o'clock to 3 p.m. every Sunday. And then just like my Saturday Ron Caskey show, they're both archived over on my website at www.ronkasky.com. So that's R-O-N-C-A-S-K-E-Y. .com. Now, I'm inviting you to stay tuned to this one-hour show today, and what the Bible Views radio show, pretty normal standard operating procedure. I usually read some articles that pertain to your church, your household, to Christians, to homeschooling, things that affect our lives as Christians here in the United States. Then I go down some headlines that I get out of the Sword of the Lord every week that you're not going to get in the left-wing nut socialist media. And I read some of those headlines and describe some of those. I usually sing a song off of one of my albums. I've recorded 5 gospel albums, stereo albums, 50 songs. And I normally pull one of those off and play it, usually by about the start of the second segment of my Bible Views radio show. Then I invite you, if you're stationary, to grab a Bible and follow through with me in your Bible on what does the Bible have to say about financial freedom? What does the Bible have to say about investing? What does the Bible have to say about giving, lending, charging interest, paying interest, collecting interest? What is the Bible? See, there's 450 some odd verses in the Bible on wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity. There's 15 on poverty. So I break that down every Sunday. I talk about Joseph, the first financial planner in the Bible. I talk about taking offerings, financing the church. Just all kinds of things, and it's all from the Bible. What does the Bible have to say about God's money? It's all God's money. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Once again to the Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host, and I'm here every week at this same time. Jot down my phone numbers even on Sunday. It's the Lord's Day. I don't work on Sunday, but I can answer the phone after church on Sunday afternoon and schedule a no-cost appointment in your home or your office for this coming week. Here we are into December, and oh, by the way, you've got 18 shopping days left till the celebration of Christmas. And oh, by the way, you know by listening to me, X belongs in Texas, Christ belongs in Christmas. I say this every year at this same time. If anybody sends me an envelope, it might have $1 million. I'm dead serious. It might have $1 million check in it. But if it has Xmas anywhere on that outside of that envelope, it's going in the trash. If I open it up and there's a card in there that says Merry Xmas, it's going in the trash. X belongs in Texas, folks. Christ belongs in Christmas. And so we celebrate Christmas as the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. You want a concise, quick story on that? It's Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. And on Sunday the 21st, two Sundays coming up, I'm going to break that down for you. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. That is the true Christmas story. All four Gospels record it, but that's the one I quote from memory every Christmas Eve when we gather 28 of our family around in the living room, and we hand out presents, and everybody turns off their phones for the duration, and I stand in front of the fireplace. Usually my grandson Cole has the Bible open, Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. He follows along, and I always say, if I ever can't do this for memory, folks, you just as well plan my funeral, because my mind's gone, and I'm headed for heaven. But so far, every year, that's what I do. And then we pray, and I thank the Lord for a good year. Thank the Lord for the blessings. Thank the Lord for bringing us through the trials and the challenges that He has allowed our way. And then I thank the Lord for all of these presents that we see here in the living room tonight. And so, and then we open presents. We start with the youngest, and we usually let the youngest ones go all together, because it's chaos anyway. And then they, as they get up into the adults, they open their presents and work their way all up to the oldest guy in the room. And of course, that's me. And so that's what we do at Christmas, on Christmas Eve. Then on Christmas Day, if any of the kids don't have in-laws and outlaws to go to, they come over here, I grill steaks, and we eat steaks and taters and just hang out for and coast and rest up from the 4 hours of organized chaos the night before. So there you go. Just bringing it down to earth and let you know that, we have a real family. We enjoy our family. And so there you go. So give me a call outside of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I'm available for appointments in your home or your office. So here's my numbers. Write them down. Call me this afternoon. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. I'll give you those numbers five more times in my radio show today. So keep your pen and pencil and paper handy and write them down. When I have the current sword of the Lord, sometimes they get a little light on headlines and articles, and I run out and waiting on another one. Well, I got the new edition of the sword of the Lord. So I've got noteworthy news for you today out of the sword of the Lord. YouTube confesses to conspiracy against conservative creators. The parent company of Google and YouTube announced in September that it would reinstate the accounts it banned under pressure from Joe Biden's administration. That brainless individual continues to show up every day of all of the chaos and the criminal activities that he created and that his staff endorsed all the time he was in office. And so, sure enough, Joe Biden's administration, finally Google and YouTube, stopped giving in to that brainless individual and decided to open up the accounts that they banned when he said to. At the height of the COVID pandemic, Alphabet Inc. was permanently banning any YouTube account with videos that deviated from the official government narrative at the time. Can you spell communism? That's all that is. It's all government control. The company sent a letter to the House Judiciary Committee admitting that they censored all those accounts under pressure from the Biden administration. Alphabet called it unacceptable and wrong. Then why did you do it, stupid? You gave in. Because you did. And they said, then said the company has consistently fought against those efforts on free speech grounds. Well, duh, that's the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which Biden and Commie Cackler and Schumer and Nasty Pelosi and all of those rotten Democrats, they don't believe in the U.S. Constitution, and the rhinos, they don't believe in the U.S. Constitution. Alphabet is reportedly creating a path for creators who violated COVID-19 and election integrity policies that are no longer in effect to apply for reinstatement. Well, duh. Steak and Shake's Giant Flag Initiative. When I was in Springfield, Missouri at Baptist Bible College, I kept the doors open on Steak and Shake. Anyway, Steak and Shake recently began rolling out colossal American flags at its locations as numerous businesses embrace patriotic themes. The chain announced that it would install the Stars and Stripes at locations across the U.S. The flag, how come you haven't done that decades ago? The flags will be as large as possible while still complying with local regulations. The flag installations have begun at Steak and Shake's, the company noted in an X post. That's Musk. Every Steak and Shake is getting the tallest and biggest American flags that local governments will allow. Steak and Shake proudly supports American values and traditions. Again, duh. Nearly 40% of Gen Z women identify as atheist, agnostic, or have no faith. Now, that's scary. 40% of Gen Z women identify as atheist, agnostic, or have no faith. Nearly 40% of young adult women in Generation Z, those between the ages born between 1999 and 2015, now identify as religiously unaffiliated, according to new data released by Byrna Research. And it goes on. America is facing an existential threat. The spread of Sharia law, says Congressman Chip Roy, Republican, Texas. Of course he's a Republican, and of course he's from Texas. Introduced the Preserving a Sharia-Free America Act. Original co-sponsors of the bill include Representatives Randy Fine, Republican, Florida, Tim Burchett, Republican, Tennessee, and Keith Self, Republican, Texas. The bill currently has 19 co-sponsors, not one Democrat. Because, see, when Barack Hussein Obama and his wife, Michael, were in office, And they did their best. They said it was no longer a Christian nation, and they did their best to bring in Sharia law. Now you've got the Muslim communist mayor in New York City. You've got another one, I think, in Oregon, someplace out there on the left coast. And the more they take hold, the more Sharia law will be introduced and prevalent. Folks, we got to turn it around. We've got to turn it around, and it's up to the Christians. And every bit of this comes down to the fault of the church, comes down to the fault of the pastor standing in the pulpit that will refuses to preach the whole counsel of God and caves in to this communist overarching government that is trying to take over our country. It comes down to the preachers in the pulpit that are just pusillanimous sissy lily livers that are afraid they're going to offend somebody. It's their fault, and it's the church's fault for allowing it. We absolutely, I'll tell you what, has increased since Charlie Kirk was shot, assassinated. The church attendance is on the increase. Bible sales are up. Young people are starting thousands of clubs across America. Things are glimmering glimpses of hope out there as Christianity and church attendance and Bible sales and so on is on the rise since Charlie Kirk was assassinated. In fact, he reached more people for Christ in his death than he ever would have in his life. Punishing pastors for their faith. Pastors are increasingly under fire as the LGBTQ attacks target them simply because of their Christian faith. It's the church's fault for allowing Sodom and Gomorrah to take over in the name of LGBTQIA like they have in the state of Colorado. It's the church's fault for allowing that. Some ministers like Pastor Ben in Montana, Pastor Warren in Virginia, and Pastor Lou in Louisiana have jobs outside their churches. In addition to leading their small churches, two of these pastors work as realtors, helping families find their dream homes. A third was a librarian, helping children, adults, and so on. That is, until and adults find quality literature for entertainment and education. That is, until LGBTQIA activists decided to punish these pastors in their professional careers because of their Christian faith. Liberty Counsel, defending each of the pastors below who have been unlawfully discriminated against and fired from their jobs solely because of their Christian beliefs. it's unbelievable. My time's coming to a close. I might take that up next segment. I might save them for next week. But in the meantime, get on my calendar. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today for a no-cost appointment starting tomorrow morning. Now stay tuned. I will be right back.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm. Affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients, Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this. Your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. To see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Kasky jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money. And if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off. All right, welcome back to my second segment of today's Bible Views radio show, and I've left more time today to get over into the Bible. I want to say just a little bit more about thanks and Thanksgiving, and then if I get to it, we want to talk about the God who owns it all. The God who owns it all. It's a stewardship message rooted in God's ownership and our responsibility, especially here at Christmas time of the year. So, as I said on yesterday's radio show, normally this time of the year I start singing on Sunday mornings, and it goes up on Facebook, my singing videos every Sunday. I do Christmas songs. And I started last week and will continue, and I'll end up with O Holy Night, my favoritest Christmas song, on Sunday, December 21st. That's coming up 2 weeks after this. And so let me do the same song I did. I recorded it early for this morning's singing video. I went up in my newsletter and up on Facebook. And it's one of my favorite Christmas songs, Joy to the World. Here you go. Hope it's a blessing to you. When we come back, I'm going to take up back in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 and talk a little bit more about the command to give thanks. So here you go. Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. Heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world. Hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of His righteousness. And wonders of His love receive her King.
Well, there you go. Joy to the World. The event in history that changed the entire world. And that's the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And oh, by the way, just since you brought it up, I use, I memorize, I teach, I preach from, I use on the radio only the King James Version of the Bible. I have studied at university and seminaries, the original languages that the Bible was written in, Greek, Aramaic, and Hebrew. Hebrew and Aramaic were the hardest. I loved Greek. In fact, there was a time when I carried my Greek New Testament to chapel at college and could read the New Testament in the original Greek. The English language suffers so much, but nevertheless, I've studied the original language. I can tell you for a fact, the King James Version of the Bible, 1611, is the closest translation to the original languages that we have available to us today. And what I find interesting are all of these modernists that have changed. There's over 4,000 so-called translations, transliterations, whatever you want to call them, of the King James Version of the Bible. And they say, well, you know, the King James was written in Old English. Well, so was Shakespeare. I don't find anybody that's changed the language in any Shakespearean plays or music written in that era. They don't change it. If you can't figure out the these, the thous, the wherefores, and the whences, hey, you got a problem. And so anyway, just saying. But I will say this. If you have and use the Revised Standard Version of the Bible, run, Forrest, run. You need to burn that sucker. And any other translation, if you just look at Isaiah 7:14, as the Revised Standard Version took out the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, if you've got any translation that has taken out the virgin-born Son of God or the only begotten Son of God, burn it. Because it's only because he was virgin-born of a Virgin Mary and the Holy Spirit, that's the only way Jesus Christ could shed his blood for the sins of the entire world. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If he wasn't virgin-born, he needed a Savior. So that is extremely important. So pick up your transliteration or whatever you want to call it and see, make sure it at least left in the virgin birth. Let's talk more about Thanksgiving and the command to give thanks. 1 Thessalonians, this is where I was last week, 5:18, says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Now, in this verse, it's not for everything, but in everything. Gratitude's not a suggestion, folks. It's God's command. It's God's will. Thankfulness is the antidote to fear, anxiety, and financial uncertainty. See, you can't be fearful and thankful at the same time. Gratitude is a choice, not a condition. Thankfulness is the thermostat of the Christian life. And I've said this prior to the Thanksgiving day and season and last week after it, and still yet today. I begin my day around 4:15, 4:30 in the morning, and I end my day at night, both, and throughout the day, I am thankful. And I thank God for the blessings and for stuff and for things and for protection and for the shield that is surrounds our entire family and the Trump family and the Musk family and the Vance family and RFK. I include them in my prayers at 4:15 or 4:30 in the morning and at 9 or 10 o'clock at night and then throughout the day. And we need to be thankful. It's the thermostat of the Christian life. So here's the benefits of a thankful heart. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. And so we see that thanksgiving strengthens faith. It does. Stop your complaining and be thankful instead. Thanksgiving shifts your focus from what you lost to what God has given. Gratitude builds spiritual stability in unstable times. I say this all the time. I said it when I preached in Fort Worth a couple of weeks ago. I said the problem in the world today, all of the chaos and wars and rumors of wars and shootings and everything that's going on in the world, all of the depression and distress, all of that is because people without Jesus Christ have no hope. They have no hope. Our hope is built in Jesus Christ and his righteousness. So a thankful Christian is a stable Christian. Depression, folks, you're not born with depression. That's a choice people make. I got news for you. You're not born with opinions. Opinions are like belly buttons. Everybody's got one. You are not born with opinions. Your opinions and your chaos and depression and everything else comes from outside influence that you allow. You allow. It's your choice to allow other people to bring you down. That's a choice you make. I chose years ago, decades ago, I chose to get rid of as many negative people in my life as I could possibly do. Get rid of them. Negative friends, negative church members, negative whatever. It's a choice you make. You need to gather positive Christian people around you and stop the nonsense of depression and disgust and everything that brings you down. You can't be depressed and be thankful. Gratitude keeps you grounded when life shakes you. The devil loves a complaining Christian. He can't stand a thankful Christian. So let's go over to Philippians chapter 4, and I'll wrap this up, and I've got time in my next segment to talk about the God who owns it all. But Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, be careful. That's translated, be anxious. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And if you do that, verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You can't practice verse 7 and be depressed. You can't practice verse 7 and be under the... What are you doing under the circumstances anyway? So the peace of God shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, and here's what you want to think on. These six things. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Thanksgiving, folks, is the gateway to peace. And as the economy trembles, our hearts don't have to. Inflation, markets, district of criminals, none of these things can rob the Christian of spiritual peace. Time's up. Stay tuned. Give me a call, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today. Stay tuned. Be right back. Hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm. Affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients, Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. To see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
All right, welcome back to my third and final segment of today's Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host. I'm here every week at this same time. Understand that I work every day, Monday through Friday, ain't to faint and a half a day on Saturday. I do not take appointments and work on the Lord's Day. I do not work on Christmas Eve. I do not work on Christmas Day. I do not work on New Year's Eve. I do not work on New Year's Day. That's about it, Thanksgiving Day. Those are special days that I don't take appointments. Outside of that, I'm yours. So give me a call today, this afternoon. You can call me. I don't work on the Lord's Day, but I can answer the phone after church on Sunday afternoons. And so give me a call. Get on my calendar first thing tomorrow. Anytime you've got open, I'll come to your home, your office, meet you, whatever's convenient for you. And in fact, this week I've got an appointment with a lady that lives 2 hours from here. And I said, yeah, I'll meet you there at your home. And so whatever works for you, I'll bring the information to you. So get on my calendar, start today with a phone call, and I'll bring you information on how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. No risk, only capture the upside of the market with absolutely none of the downside risk. Here you go, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me for a no-cost appointment this coming week. Just let me wrap up my segments on Thanksgiving. And I've given you the verses. Philippians chapter 4 is some of the best. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Depression is a choice. You're not born with it. And so get rid of it. So just to wrap up, peace comes after Thanksgiving, not before. We don't wait for better circumstances to thank God. The economy is uncertain, but God is not. So now let's talk about the God who owns it all. The God who owns it all. So let's go over to Psalm chapter 24 and verse 1, and it says, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein." It doesn't belong to Satan. It doesn't belong to the communists. It doesn't belong to the district of criminals. It doesn't belong to the all supreme ruling, all-knowing, manipulative government that we find ourselves under today. It all belongs to the Lord. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. So ownership belongs to God. Your money, your life, your breath, your home, your job, your kids, your automobile, everything, ownership belongs to God. Stewardship belongs to us. See, it's His money. He allows us to live on a portion of that. But stewardship, the tithe, is the Lord's. There's no question about that. Tithe is 10%. I don't care what your religion is. I don't care what denomination you are. The tithe is the first fruits of all thine increase, and that belongs to Almighty God. It isn't yours. The offering is up to you to give above the tithe. Understand that. Ownership belongs to God. Stewardship belongs to us. So when you believe God owns it all, worry just disappears. There isn't any room in your life for worry. In fact, I already quoted those scriptures in Philippians. Be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about anything. But in everything, give thanks. And let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. If God owns it, God can provide it. Understand that. He owns it all. You're not the owner. You are the manager. And the safest place for your finances is still in God's hands. I'll tell you, the safest place for your finances is certainly not in the largest casino in the world, and that's Wall Street. On my Saturday radio show, I read headlines all the time where it talks about bets and wagers and gambling. And Wall Street, stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. That is the largest casino in the world. And so do as you please. But the safest place for your finances is certainly in God's hands. So let's take a look at Haggai chapter 2 and verse 8. The silver, God says, the silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Let me read it again. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. It's all his, folks. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, the wealth in every mine. And there's more gold under the dirt yet to be mined than has ever been taken out of mines for centuries. There's still more gold in the earth. And so let's look at 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 12. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. You can't get it. I don't care what translation or transliteration or whatever you use. You can't change the fact that God owns it all. See, when I do my church seminar, which I do sometimes, and churches that'll allow me to, most preachers are threatened by me even coming in and teaching my stewardship Saturday morning 3-hour seminar. But in that church seminar, I make it very clear, and I say leading up to that, if you think 10% is God's and 90% of the money is yours, we're going to be there till noon, making sure you understand that 100% of it is God's. He allows us to live on actually 70% of it, but if you follow Joseph's formula, which is pay God the first 10%, pay yourself the next 20% and live on the 70%, and of that 20, in today's terms, I would get out of debt with 10, half of that, and save the other 10%, and it works. Joseph's formula still works today. If you need help with that, I'm the guy that can help you with that. But both riches and honor come of God. God's not poor, folks. God's not finite. God is infinite. He owns it all. He has it all. He has an endless supply of money and gold and silver. God's not poor, and God is not limited in any way. Prosperity flows from his hand, not the stock market, not from Congress or inflation numbers or anything else. Prosperity flows from the almighty hand of God. You need to understand that. It's a simple principle. Nothing is scarce to a God who owns everything. He's not the God of barely enough. He's the God of more than enough. Heaven has no recession, only people and governments experience recession, not heaven. So, our response to all of this, here it is, real simple. Stewardship, trust, and generosity. That's it. It's a real simple formula that you need to live by. So, let's look quickly in the next 3 minutes. Matthew 25 and verse 21, and here you find the stewardship of the faithful servants. In verse 21, his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And that's the one that went out and doubled the money that the rich man gave him. And the rich man came back and said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And that's the story of the talents. Take time to read it. Luke chapter 6 and verse 38. I say this all the time. I stand on this verse because the modernist liberal theologues today really mess this verse up. And here it is. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, heaped up, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. The modernist liberal theologue will say, oh no, that's talking about blessings in heaven. No, it's not. It's talking about blessings down here on this earth. Shall men give into your bosom. Then we go over to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. I put this in the foreword. I've written three books, and in the foreword to those books, I put these verses. Proverbs 3, 9 and 10. And he says, so shall thy barns be filled. Excuse me, let me back up to verse 9. Honor the Lord with thy substance. You say, reckon what substance was back then. Same thing stuff is today, folks. Same thing. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. You tithe on the gross, not the net. If you tithe only on what's left after Uncle Sugar and health insurance and there and 401ks and everything else is taken out, if you tithe on what's left, you're still a thief and a robber as far as God's concerned. Honor the Lord with thy substance, with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Folks, stewardship is faith lived out. Giving proves trust. Honor God first, and God honors you. So wrap it up. God blesses what passes through your hands, not what you hold in your tight little fist. You can't outgive God. Stewardship is not about money. It's about trusting the God who allowed you to have money. And I can give you story after story about personal experience. You cannot outgive God. Give me a call. Let me help you with your retirement. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Have a blessed Lord's Day and a very merry Christmas. Bye. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. You know, people go to Las Vegas, Cripple Creek, Central City, whatever, and they say, if I pull this handle one more time, surely I'll win. People get off the airplanes all happy. They get back on the same airplane 3 days later all sad. My point in saying that is the market will not sustain highs. It goes up and it goes down. So I'm suggesting that you don't wait until the market tanks to get your money changed over to a safety net. That's where I come in. I do everything with indexed annuities where the risk is on the life insurance company instead of on your shoulders. I do it all with indexed annuities and life insurance. So if you're interested in capturing the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, I'm the guy you want to talk to. And my time never costs you a penny, ever. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call me, get on my calendar, and I'll bring the information to you. Here's my numbers. Call me now. Don't put it off. Don't wait. until the market tanks. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Pick up the phone right now. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. 877-218-1972. Again, my name's Dr. Ron Caskey. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me now. Thanks. Bye. Well, there you go. Bible Views Radio Show for today. Hope you enjoyed it, listening to it as much as I enjoy every week doing these one-hour radio shows. The Ron Caskey Show is here on the KLTT listening audience 1 to 2 o'clock on Saturdays, and this Bible Views Radio Show every Sunday, 2 to 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoons. And then, of course, they're archived for 1 week. They're put up on my website at www.roncaskey.com. If you have questions concerning the Bible and what the Bible has to say about any subject, actually, just understand this. I don't debate or argue the Bible. See, a lot of people say, well, God said it. I believe it. That settles it. I got news for you. God said it. That settles it. And speaking of settle it, let me just explain to you the most important thing you could call me about is your salvation. Do you know if you died today that you'd go to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ? If you're not sure of that, by all means, pick up the phone today and call me, and I'll tell you what the Bible says, and it's real simple, but you do need to be born again. You need to be saved. Once we settle that matter of salvation, then we can talk about God's money and how you can protect it, preserve it, and grow it. Now, to do that, you need to get on my calendar for next week. I know it's Sunday. I don't take appointments on Sunday. I don't work this business on Sunday. But I can answer my cell phone. And so if I'm not in church or doing something else this afternoon, then pick up the phone and call me this afternoon or this evening. But one thing you do need to do is set an appointment for this coming week. Give me 30-ish minutes to bring information to you and your spouse, if there is one, at your home or McDonald's, and show you how I can help you protect, preserve, and grow God's money. Here's my toll-free number. As I said, you can use it today, and I'll call you back. Here it is, 877-218-1972. 877-218-1972. Hey, have a blessed Lord's Day. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.